how are you doing, folks? I am Sohrab, and I am back. Bada bing, bada boom. It's been a while. We have not spoken, or you have not heard me speak, as to say, because as you, my beautiful, wonderful audience, sit or drive or do your work while silently listening to my voice. I am grateful for that. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something. Well, there's always something to talk about, isn't it? That is what talking is. You have something and you want to talk about. Most of the times, I want to talk about things that are related to, well, your own growth and motivation and inspiration to do and achieve what you want in life. That brings me to a very important question. What do you want in life? We have been asked that question so many times now. So many times people have asked you that question in your life. What do you want? 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 And I wonder how many times you have replied, I don't know, or something like, nothing much really, or, I'm still trying to figure that out. Well, I hope you fall in that third category where you are saying you're still trying to figure it out, because that is a good space to be in. It means that you are thinking about it, at least, about what you want. Now today, I want to talk about how to figure out what you want in life. Because I think that is where everything starts for us. Everything starts from this point. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Because only then you can work for it, right? Now, this is not some ordinary question that you can solve in a minute or two or maybe five, isn't it? I'm scratching my head right now. Do you know that? I'm scratching my head right now. You can't see it, but I'm scratching my head right now and trying to find the right words so as to be able to communicate this on how do we go about finding what we want in life. Because frankly, I too am figuring it out every day, every hour of the day, every minute of that hour. I'm still trying to figure out what do I want in life. A lot of the times I have been guilty of doing stuff which I didn't want to do, but I still did it. You know why I did those things? Because I did not have clarity in those moments. And I'm sure you too have been guilty of doing so many things in life which you didn't want to do. You know, it might not be something very drastic and major like, you know, killing somebody, but it could be something very small which might involve killing your conscience. Although that's a bigger death if you think about it, isn't it? A lot of times we are doing things which don't feel intrinsically right for us. Or at least we have done those things in the past. But how do we stop that? We need to stop that, right? Because why do we need to stop that? Okay, take a moment. Why do we need to stop that? We need to stop that so that we can feel good. Right? Isn't that what life revolves around for everybody? We want to do those things, or we are chasing those things, or people, or experiences, because it'll make us feel good, right? So I think that's a good space to start from. What do I want in life? I could start from, hey, what are the things that make me feel good? You know? And I need to take a little breather now. I've been talking for almost 5 minutes. You've been listening to me 5 minutes. Yes, yes, yes. 5 minutes. So why don't we take out a pen and a piece of paper? If you have one handy right now, do it right now. If you don't, then do it later when you have some time. And you'll just require 5 minutes to do this exercise. Okay. I'm going to ask you a simple question. What is 2 plus 2? Pat goes the reply in your head. 4, right? Here's another question. What is 4 plus 4? 8. You knew it, right? I knew it as well. What is 8 plus 8? 16. Yes, yes, we are pretty good with this simple math. But what if I was to ask you, what is 16 times 584? Do you know the answer to that? I think a lot of people just said no in their heads right now, right? Did you say no in your head right now? But that's not true, right? Because if I give you a piece of paper and pen, you can solve it and you can give me the answer, right? So you know the answer and you can solve it. But you just need some time and a pen and a piece of paper, right? So that you can do the calculations. It's not a very difficult question, is it, right? 16 multiplied by 584. That's not a difficult question at all. Elementary mathematics, right? But for that, you require a pen and piece of paper and some time. What about this question? What do you want in life? What do you want in life? And you're trying to solve this question mentally all the time. My God. The kind of stress that you're putting yourself into. Unimaginable. Unimaginable because it's a complicated question. Or it's a simple question that requires time and maybe a pen and a piece of paper. Would that help? Like jotting your thoughts down, correcting them, then rewriting them. And you don't need to solve this in 1 hour. You're not sitting in some examination where you need to solve this right away in like an hour. No. You remember sitting in examinations and then a tough question would pop up on the question paper? And what would you do? What's the first thing you did? You read that question. That's what you did, right? You read that question. And sometimes you read it again and again and again. And sometimes you would skip that question, go to another question, solve that, get a little confidence and come back and then do that, right? So what I want you to do today is to write on a piece of paper, what do you want in life? What do you want in life? Write that down on a piece of paper. And then look at that question. And if any thoughts come in, write them down. And if no thoughts come in, that's okay. Just read the question and that's it. But I'm sure some thoughts are going to come down. And write them down no matter how preposterously bold and exciting they might sound. Only you're going to read that. Nobody else is going to read that. So write it down, okay? And be fearless when you write that down. Be enthusiastic. And be happy. You want to have a helicopter and a helipad? Write that down. That's okay. Now, you don't have to solve that question even in just one day. You can keep coming back to it. You can keep coming back to it again and again and again and again and write it down. Write more things down. And here's what I want you to do as well. you write down another question that says, how will I feel when I get those things that I want? How will I feel when I get those things that I want? I'll feel incredible, amazing, exciting. Right? All of those things. It's a simpler question, right? I mean, if you get what you want, how would you feel? Right? I think that's an easier question to answer. So you can solve that question first. And that will also give you a sort of an idea about what you love and where you want to be. So for today, I have these two little questions so that we reach to a place where we know what we want. Right? And there's another question that's going to be there, which I want you to try writing. That is, what are those stupid things that you're doing which is coming in the way of what you want? What are those stupid things that are coming in the way of things that you want? Write that down. Write it down as well. And you already know some of those things. You know, they just popped up into your head right now. The moment I said it, isn't it? The moment I said it, they just popped into your head right now. Amazing, isn't it? When you ask the right question, things start to unfold. Mysteriously, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it? So please do that today. And thank you for tuning in. I'll be a little more regular with my podcast so that you and I can talk and share. And do share this, these audios with your friends and your well-wishers and people who you want to encourage in life. If you felt something good from it, do that. And, well, I don't know if there is a follow button over there, but if you want to do that, you can do that as well. It's rather simple, you know. Just click it or press on it. All right. Have a great time. Enjoy these questions. And these questions, I'm telling you, will make you feel really, 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 really good. Okay. Bye-bye now. See you. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. And I love you. Take care.